Spokane is known as an Air Force town, given its long association with Fairchild Air Force Base and Phelps Field. But the U.S. Navy is working to make inroads here. In 2012, the Navy held a week's worth of events in the region, and it's back this year. Next week has been declared Spokane Navy Week as part of the Lilac Festival celebration.
Navy Weeks are a way for the United States Navy to come into a town that really isn't Navy heavy, if you will. Not a lot of Navy presence here.
Gary Ross is an event planner for the Navy Office of Community Outreach. Recently, he visited Spokane to meet with the mayor and with Lilac Festival planners. He and four other Navy planners developed 15 Navy Week programs in American cities each year.
Well, first of all, we've been doing this since 2005, and to date, we've done nearly 200 Navy Weeks in 75 different markets across the United States. And as I stated before, we don't go into what we call fleet concentration areas. We go where there's no Navy, because the purpose of this is Navy outreach and to educate the people about what the Navy is all about. So we bring in these different assets, different sailors from different backgrounds. For instance, in Spokane, we're having a helicopter squadron come all the way from Norfolk, Virginia, bringing a big CH-53 Sea Stallion helicopter. And that'll be moved around the city to different venues, Spokane Community College, West Valley High School, for big Navy STEM days out there. We have a full Navy band coming into town. We have USS Constitution sailors coming into town from the oldest commissioned warship up there, the three-masted sailboat up there. In Boston, and then we have explosive ordnance disposal technicians coming in from San Diego, California, with all their static display materials, and they'll be engaging schools. We always like to take advantage of when we go to a city that schools are still in session, because it's all about educating those kids. So we bring a lot of sailors from different backgrounds and engage as many people of the public of Spokane as we possibly can.
So is there a recruiting component to this for?
That's an excellent question, and the answer to that is no. Now, the Navy Recruiting District works with us because they know the area. They know the schools that we can get into, but no, we don't carry a big stack of oaths of enlistment and things like that. It's all about outreach, and it's all about education.
So I think the closest Navy presence for us is the south end of Lake Ponderay in North Idaho, where they had a history of submarines and that sort of thing, because it's deep there.
It's interesting that you bring that up. Bayview is a place. One of the groups of sailors we're bringing in for Spokane Navy Week are the USS Washington sailors. That's the Navy's newest Virginia-class fast attack submarine. So that we're going to take them out to Bayview, because that's a big acoustic research, deepest lake anywhere around here. And the United States Navy is heavily involved in that. And as you know, sonar is big in the submarine force.
So do they actually put submarines in Lake Ponderay?
They do. Really? There's actually like training submarines out there that they do a lot of acoustic testing with, try to make our submarines more quieter when they're out on the oceans. So that is certainly one event that we're trying to schedule for our Washington sailors.
And who's that open to?
The base itself?
Yeah.
Well, the base itself is manned by scientists and researchers, and I believe they do have some active duty sailors out there as part of the cadre. I don't know if it's public. In other words, I don't think anybody can just drive on board and see it.
So now Spokane is a military town, has a long history, but it's mostly been an Air Force town, at least in the last 60, 70 years. Does the Air Force play any of this? I mean, is there some sort of rivalry, or is it a cooperative sort of thing?
No, it's very cooperative in the fact that I will tell you that the Navy is very much big into these Navy Weeks, and we're the only service out of all of them that plays actively in it year after year. We do 15 Navy Weeks a year. I know the Marine Corps does one Marine Corps week a year in a city that they choose. But when they do that one Marine Corps week, it's a huge event where they're bringing in tanks and a lot of different Marines. Our event happens for a week. We bring in as many sailors as we possibly can. And no, the cooperation that we would get from any other military unit in the city that we're at has been outstanding. We know it always will be that way. And yes, we do love the Air Force too, believe it or not.
So we're in a world where we like to measure everything. And so how do you measure the benefits of a week like this?
That's a very good question. So there's a lot of math that goes into what cities we go to. And one of the big companies that we engage in is Gallup. We've been working with Gallup for about 10 years now. And they'll go into a city before we even do the Navy Week. Then they come to the city during the Navy Week. And then a month after the Navy Week's over, and they're interviewing all these people, asking those questions. How much do you know about your Navy? What service do you think is number one in recruiting? Would you, as a grandparent, recommend your grandson or granddaughter to join the Navy? We did our work, our due diligence on how impactful 2012 was here in Spokane. We found out that it was very impactful, and that's due in large part to number one, the love of the military of the people of Spokane. Number two, the huge event that the Lilac Festival brings during the whole week, to include the largest Torchlight Veterans Parade in the nation. And when we looked at that when we were here in 2012, I told my bosses personally, I said, we have to get back to Spokane quickly. I said, because they were a fine city for us in 2012, and we know it's going to even be better this year.
Is the Navy invited to be part of the Torchlight Parade?
Absolutely. We are in it. We are in it with the Air Force. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be an interesting event. In fact, the helo that we're bringing in from Norfolk. So as you probably know, and the people of Spokane know, they'll do a flyover of the Air Force tankers from Fairchild. Well, we're going to bring our helicopter in, too, and do a little flyover to kick off the parade. So it's going to be fun. It's really going to be a great event.
Gary Ross is an event planner for the U.S. Navy Office of Community Outreach. The Navy's participation in the Torchlight Parade will provide a nice crescendo to Spokane Navy Week. Other events include Navy Day at Spokane Community College on Tuesday the 16th. There's a block party at West Valley High School Thursday evening. And Navy STEM Day at the Mobius Science Center on Friday. Navy musicians will put on several performances around the region. You can find the Spokane Navy Week schedule on the Inland Journal page of the Spokane Public Radio website. Click on this story.